Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
We know many things cause sin. We know because of the garden, a big thing that causes sin, or at least a predecessor to it, is temptation. But let's go back to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's talk about a couple things, what God does not like. And how do we know what God does not like? We simply read it. It's called a consequence to an activity. There's a consequence to unbelief. There's a consequence to the manifestations of the flesh. There's a consequence to adultery and fornication and murder and lasciviousness and gossip and anxiety. There are consequences. You don't get away by just saying everything's okay and my sins are under the blood. Your sins are under the blood to convict you of your sins so you do not do it again. But the choice to sin is always still going to be there. The urge to sin, as long as you're in the flesh, will be there. The temptation to sin, as long as you're in this carton, will be there. The football has been passed to you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that football is, if you wish to be a disciple, you have to pick up your own cross. Now, salvation itself, the seed of salvation, yes, there's no way you could have did it on your own. It took the blood of the true Lamb that came from the Father when the Word of God, who is God, became flesh and dwelt amongst us and died and sacrificed his life. But now that he did that and rose from the dead and has given you the Spirit, it's your turn. That's not called works. That's called obedience to the calling and conviction that was paid for by a price, with a price, and that's the blood. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15. But Jeshurun is another word for Israel, if you check it out. You waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxed fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. What is he saying here to Israel? He's saying basically you're fat and happy. Yes, you've had all the good things. You're thick. You're fat. You're rich in materialistic goods. You've gained all this stuff. And he's going to give us a warning here. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Lightly esteemed God. You know, it's easy, particularly if you're sitting a little fat and pretty, it's easy to esteem God, but just kind of take him lightly. Oh, yeah, I got it. God, oh, I'm a believer. God's got it. No, he's every breath you take, every single breath you take. Do not esteem him lightly. It didn't say they totally gave up on him, but they esteemed him lightly. Here we go. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not. When you give your life to your job, when you give your life to even another person, when you give your life to money, to cars, to fame, to respect, to education, when you give that when you give all your time and all your energy to that, what you are doing is you are sacrificing unto devils. Yes, you are. You are taking the temple of God who you are, and you are not giving it to Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're giving it to something else. Even if it's just plain old worry, anxiety, stress, and tension, you are not to bow to anything. You are not to sacrifice to any other gods other than the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from which the Word of God, Judah, came. And his name is Jesus Christ. And now the only sacrifice you could give is the sacrifice of a broken and contrite heart. That's it. That's the only sacrifice you could give. That should be freeing. Because no matter who you are, you might be in a convalescent home right now. You might be homeless right now. You might be divorced, crying in your soup right now. You might be in prison right now. But you could still break your heart and say, Lord, regardless if I have everything or I have nothing, I realize, Lord, without you, I am zero. But they provoked God to jealousy. You know, God is jealous for your soul. He wants it. God doesn't turn his back on what had to happen. He had to give his son. Now, I fully don't totally explain it, but I do know an incredible sacrifice had to be made, and it couldn't be anything in the human realm. And Jesus became flesh. He became every part human, but at the same time, he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. It was a miracle. But that was the sacrifice for you and I. That is why the Father is jealous for us. What if you gave everything to your children? You just gave everything to them. Obviously, you give them all their clothes. You give them their education, down to their toothbrush. You gave it to them. But all they did was give some guy next door all the glory. Oh, that guy's a great father. That guy's, boy, what a super dad he is. And you never even noticed your true father that gave birth to you. Do you think you took care of yourself when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years old? Somebody took care of you. But what if you just turned your back on the people that took care of you? This is what God did. God did everything for Israel. And he was a jealous God, and he's jealous now because he's done everything for you and I. But it goes on to say, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them. That means spurned them. He was mad because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from men, from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very perverted generation, children in whom is no faith. Oh, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me. If God is the same today, yesterday, and forever, I don't care. If God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, I don't have to go to a Bible school to read where it says here, and he said, I will hide my face from them. If he could hide them, his face from them back then, he could do it now. God will turn his back on you if you continually turn your back on him. But he'll get closer to you if you get closer to him. There's a reason why, people. There's a reason why the gate is narrow and few are going to find it. We don't take it serious enough. Me first. Me first. And the more things you have, the less you can find yourself on your knees. Excuse me. There was a time in my life I was on my knees constantly. I had my head in a vice. I had my head in a vice financially, you know, family-wise. You mentioned it. We all go through seasons. And I got to admit, there was a time in my life my knees were on that ground and I was screaming out to God. And sometimes I worry. Well, I always worry, but I got to keep renewing my mind to realize, you know, I got to stay on my knees. That's the only power I have. Just like John the Baptist said, I have to decrease so he could increase. So when this whole world system, maybe in your personal life, is increasing. Oh, I do have a few extra bucks this week. Things are looking good this week. And little by little, you don't have to get on your knees and beg the Lord for everything. Watch it. Because ultimately, all this world down here is as phony as a $3 bill. All the glory of this world is called a vapor. Everything in this world is passing. So ultimately, it's your soul that was saved at Calvary. And that thanks can never end. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, the Lamb of God, for dying for my sins, because I was on my way to hell, but you got run over instead of me. You took the bullet instead of me. You had the nails driven through your hands instead of me. Now, that time may come when I might be martyred. I don't know. Things are getting tight. But the fact of the matter is, if it happens, it happens. The thing is, right now, it's a spiritual battle, and we don't battle flesh and blood. Goes on to say, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. You know, he originally came to the Jews, or they were called Hebrews. He originally came for one man, he was a friend of Abraham. And because of Abraham, he gave the promise. But he came to his own and they refused him. So the Gentiles came in, which are you and I. The Gentiles came in. And now, who is a true Jew? Now that we're living in the New Testament, a true Jew is one whose heart is circumcised and not of the letter, not of the law, not of the rituals, not of the traditions, but as I said, a broken and contrite heart, which the Lord refers to as a circumcised heart. Here's God angry again. And a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn into the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. You know, we know he's eventually going to destroy the whole earth because mankind is never perfect. I mean, during the times of Noah, he only found 8 people. During the times of Abram, he only saved Lot because of the questioning of Abraham, please, please get my nephew. And he ended up destroying all of Sodom and Gomorrah because he couldn't find people. Eventually, it just boils down to a remnant. But also spiritually within you, the things in this life are going to burn off the dross. And I'm finding out it might be fasting. You know, I've been going to Golden Corral lately. And the more I go to Golden Corral, the more I want to go to Golden Corral. You know, for Pete's sake, for $12, I get the senior discount. I got 170 items. I get dessert. All I want. You know, and I know gluttony is part of the things that can keep me out of hell. And the more I was starting to go to Golden Corral, because it made sense for me to buy a steak or me to buy food for, you know, just my wife and I now. They make it all for me. I live off of one meal a day. It's cheaper. But I got to beware. You know, this fight is within me. It might be a silly example, the Golden Corral, but it's a care of the world. Yeah, it could be a deception, what I'm looking at. Next thing I know, you know, I my food is my God. I got to go. No, chill out. This battle is within me. I don't have to go anywhere else to see it, and I don't have to go too far to find it. Examine your own life, where there could be lusts of the flesh or cares of the world or deceitfulness of riches. They're trying to slowly sneak in. And don't ridicule any situation. Don't make fun of any situation. Remember, Satan is subtle. He's sly. He's cunning. Remember, we're fighting things that have been around for a long time. These demons have seen humanity for a long time. They have a lot of tricks up their sleeve. And the only way we could conquer them is through having the wisdom of Christ in our heart to convict us as to what's going on, and then we could turn from it. But it says here, I'll wrap this up because my time's running. It says, "Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, unless they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, I wish they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." God is saying, boy, I wish you don't forget about me. God is saying, I hope you remember, I'm the rock of your salvation. God is telling him there's no way to escape this other than through me. God is saying, please don't bow before other gods. And I'm saying this to you, and I'm saying this to me. Trust in God. Believe in God. Jesus is real. The enemy is real. And fight the good fight of faith. And God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.